On the last day of school, I gathered with my friends to discuss the end of the school year, both at college and high school. The conversation soon switched to politics and how it impacted us throughout the year. With elections quickly approaching, I was curious to see what issues my friends were concerned about. Brady Steele, a senior, says human and equal rights are important to him now that he is of voting age.
As a young voter, I am very aware and very interested in voting for a candidate based on their issues on human rights and equal opportunities for minority groups across the country.
School shootings had a huge impact this past school year. 19-year-old Elizabeth Peralta shared her concerns.
The one that really has been on my mind recently, and I'm sure everyone's mind, if you're a student in the U.S., you really care about gun control, because there are high school shootings, you know, at this point every month, and that's unacceptable.
18-year-old Samantha Vessel followed suit with similar concerns.
So obviously, gun safety, that's very much the hot topic right now, and it should be. I think it's something we definitely need to keep talking about. It's not something that can be solved easily. But also, environmental issues and animal issues, they can't speak up for themselves, and I think it's very important that we care for this earth.
With gun control on the forefront of everyone's minds, I couldn't help but think about school shootings, and I wondered how safe my friends felt at school. Steele expressed his frustrations.
I appreciate my school for taking safety precautions, and I appreciate them putting in efforts to keep the students safe, but I definitely do not feel safe, and I definitely am very aware that at any time, a predator can walk in and do whatever they want.
Sophomore Lauren Springler shared Steele's concerns.
I think every school kind of has an issue with feeling safe because despite all the safety measures they put in, it would be pretty easy for someone to just come in and lose it. And I think that's something we need to examine is if blocking people out is really what we need to be doing in the name of safety measures.
With politics being the center of our conversation, there was now an elephant in the room. How did my friends feel about our current president, Donald Trump, and his supporters? Steele says the current administration has made him feel motivated to become more politically active.
This administration has done so much harm and has done so many bad things, but in a weird kind of way, I have to thank this administration. And the reason I would thank this administration is because they are so awful and such horrible people that it has got me involved in politics and it has got me involved and protesting and me involved in speaking up and being aware of what is happening around me and what is going to happen to me in the future and what is happening to people of other groups and people of other races and sexes and sexualities. And so the Trump administration, yes, has caused a lot of harm, but at the same time, they're part of the reason I'm as politically active as I am now.
Springler says that she now finds it harder to put aside political differences with Trump supporters.
I do think that Trump goes about pretty much everything in the exact wrong way, and it's definitely made it harder to put aside dislike for people based on their political party. So, like, people who are openly Trump supporters are people that I'm more likely to disagree with, and that's just kind of how it is.
Peralta says she has seen this administration cause polarization among her peers.
You know, it's good that people are showing a lot more interest, I think, in the political sphere and being involved, and I think that's really great. But at the same time, it's also causing a huge rift, and it's making people more polarized than ever, because at this point, I feel like we've reached, you either hate Trump or you love Trump, and most of the time that's true, but I feel like you don't always have to be one or the other.
Vessel says that Trump supporters have become more comfortable with their prejudices.
The way he runs his presidency and the way he ran his campaign and the kind of stigmatism that's around him, it makes bigotry okay. People are more comfortable being racist, sexist, homophobic, all that terrible stuff. It makes them more comfortable doing so because they think that their leader associates with it.
So in these confusing times, do young adults feel like we have a voice amidst it all? Steele says he has hope.
I think young people in general are the future of this country, and they are very inspiring. And so for the past 4 years, I've been inspired by my peers to become politically active, and now living in an era under this administration where young people across the country are the leaders of these movements is very inspiring and has personally inspired me.
For KRWG News, I'm Donna Resendez.